The Wildcats' defense kept the Wildcats in the football game against Sherman until the offense could score a couple of late touchdowns in a win last Friday. The Wildcats will face the challenge of the White House spread offense this week. I talked with Wildcats defensive coordinator Tristan Abron.
I'm definitely going to say we grew up. From the Rockwall Heath game to the Sherman game, we grew up. And defensively, I felt like we did an outstanding job. They came out and scored their first series, and that's always, you know, kind of a stump in the toe, you know, a shot to the gut, however you want to say it. But, you know, for the most part, they came out and scored because they brought every wrinkle that they had for the week. They brought it out that series, so it was one of those, okay, guys, once we've seen it, so we're fixing to make these adjustments, and let's keep them out of the end zone from here on out. And the kids did a great job of overcoming that and getting after them and making it tough for them to move the ball again, that easily. They did a great job of utilizing their quarterback just like we really thought they would try to do. Again, once he went down, in which I'm not even sure what his injury was, but once he went down, it kind of took them back to, okay, we got to go back to our basics and you know, keep this other quarterback safe, and that worked in our favor really well. And again, defensively, man, we flew around and we did some really good things, and I just hats off to the kids for that.
White House, be like what you face in practice every time the Wildcats scrimmage.
You know, so
tell us about that White House offense.
With you saying that, as soon as I talked to the kids yesterday, I said, "Okay, hey, it's White House. Nothing different. It's White House. You know, it's a offense that you've seen for the past I don't know how many years. You know, since these kids have been in eighth grade, they've seen this team." And they have not changed anything that they're doing. They're the same explosive White House. You know, it's just, you know, hey, we got different people wearing different numbers this year, but we're still going to do what we do. And they do a great job, like always, of just making big plays. They always find a receiver that's going to be their go-to guy. And sure enough, I can't remember his name right now, but he's going to wear number 4. And he's the guy, you know. And then they have a plethora of running backs that they just roll in there. And they all have different qualities. They have a little tiny guy that I think is probably going to start for them that is lightning fast and extremely quick. And then they'll bring in another kid that's probably about 75 pounds heavier than that kid, and he's going to tote the rock and just tell you, hey, try to stop me. So, you know, again, they have several kids that they roll in back there, as well as, you know, right now the question that, you know, that's up in the air is which quarterback's going to start, because I think they have a little controversy going right now there, because the young man that started the past two games, they split reps, and to be honest with you, the guy that came in second is the one that really scares me, just to be quite honest with you. Mm-hmm. Just for the simple fact of his running as well as his passing abilities.
KSST Sports.